Hey people, are you in the market for a new watch? Well, I'm here to help. As your luxury timepiece concierge, I'll be happy to help you source, purchase, and get you the best possible price at no additional cost to you. You have nothing to risk and nothing to lose. I'll do all the heavy lifting. On with the show. On today's episode, we talk to my good friend, Eric Forlini, who is a bartender at the most incredible restaurant at Aria in Las Vegas at an amazing restaurant called Bardo. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Their watch fans. I'm here live with my good friend Eric. Eric is a dear friend. He loves watches. Eric, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well.
What's going on?
Not much.
Forlini's Paninis.
Yeah, that's me.
It's Eric Forlini.
World famous.
World famous. He's actually the head bartender at Bardo.
Bar manager.
He's also the bar manager.
Yeah,
his real name is Mosley. So what's been going on, man?
Not much, man. Just kind of doing my thing.
Yeah?
You know?
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's cool.
Always enjoying your podcasts.
I always love seeing you, man.
Thank you.
And
likewise.
This is kind of a unique situation because, you know, I go to a lot of bars, a lot of restaurants. I meet a lot of people. I know a lot of bartenders. I know a lot of, you know, a lot of the staff. But I don't really connect with people the way I'm connected with you in such a short period of time. I feel like it's beyond just like a patron and
right. Someone
who works at an establishment.
We both have that passion for watches, right?
So. Yeah, and I think we also have passion for music and many other things.
Sure.
And what drew me to you as well is that you're just so open-minded. How did you, I know that you have I believe you have a Rolex.
That's right.
You have a Rolex professional sports model. What model is it? When did you get it and why'd you get it?
Okay, so I have a GMT Master 2. I purchased it in 2003.
Yep.
And the reason why I got it, you know, I was at a point of my life that I could afford one,
yeah.
And I've always wanted one. Back in the, I would say it was the early 80s, a good friend of mine,
yep.
He got me and introduced me into Rolex.
Jack Welch, right?
Jack, yeah, how'd you know? You know him?
Jack Wesley Walsh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was always one of those that just was ahead of his time and still is. He had gone to Switzerland,
okay.
And I remember he purchased a Rolex for $700.
Wow.
Back in, I think it was 85 or 87,
yeah.
Around that. And I was just in love with the watch.
Was it the same one?
No, it was a Submariner.
Okay.
Yeah.
But something about the GMT, obviously, I think you and I discussed this before. You liked his Submariner. You were probably going to buy a Submariner, but you gravitated towards the GMT.
Yeah, can I tell you what happened?
Yeah.
I don't think I've told you this. So when I went in to buy the Rolex,
yeah.
They didn't have any Submariners. So I bought the GMT as a default watch, and I think
wow.
It worked out better.
You know what? That's a very evolved... I mean, it worked out best for you because...
Right.
Your watch as we have it now has become like a collector's item and very, very sought after. The GMT to me is the best iteration of, I would say, Rolex professional sports model. Everyone's got a sub.
Right.
And it's so common, it's so pedestrian.
Right.
The GMT's just got that little bit more of an elegance that the sub doesn't have. And it's got an extra time zone. And it's less money. And it's more iconic. It's more of a tool watch. So when I saw it, when you brought it in, after you told me you had it, I was blown away, man, because you keep it perfect.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, I usually will wear it for 6 months every day and then, like, just put it in my closet or my drawer and just leave it there for a year. So it's, you know, when I want to feel good and wear it, I do, you know, but otherwise it just sits in my...
Well, you've had it for 13 years,
yeah.
So I mean... You must have seen a lot of trends come and go with Panerais and bigger watches,
sure.
And smaller watches,
yeah.
And all kinds of watches. When you do like use it as a tool, like it's a tool watch,
right.
Do you find that it's timeless, like for what it is? Like
I do. So when I used to work at another bar,
yeah.
And I remember a gentleman coming in. From I can't remember which one, but he had one. The watch was from 1967 that was passed on to him. And I just looked at it, and it was, I just, you know, it reinforced why I got the watch. It was just so beautiful.
Really,
it had
really, really.
Kind of vintage look to it. It was a little different, as you've probably seen it. And it's just, you know, it just strengthened my opinion on the brand and why I bought the watch in the first place, which is not to have an elegant watch, but something to pass on to my child one day.
That's cool, man. It's, you know, legacy.
That's right.
And I don't think you can really do that with too many other timepieces like you can a Rolex. I mean, you can, but it's like, it doesn't have the same meaning because it's an investment, right?
Yeah.
And these things appreciate in value. So I think you bought yours at around $4,000.
Yeah, $39.50.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now, like, they'll trade for anywhere between $6,000 and $7,000 for that model.
Right.
And you have the box and you have the papers.
Everything, yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Would you buy another Rolex?
You know, I would probably now, if I would probably buy a Tudor.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
I think Tudors have become the more affordable watch.
Right.
It's still a $4,000 or $3,000 watch.
Yeah, $3,000 to $4,000.
Yeah, so I mean, now, for where I, you know, if I were to buy another one, it would definitely be the Tudor. Okay, I would buy another Rolex if I...
Yeah?
You know, I would. And that's the thing, right? You don't have to make six figures to buy these watches.
You just have
a passion for it. If you love the watch and you can appreciate the craftsmanship, you know, you make that investment. Because,
well, that's a great point. Like, what advice would you give to someone? Since we met, I think you've gotten more interested in watches just because we're friends.
Right.
I talk about them all the fucking time. But, like, in your mind, if you were a newbie, right, what would you tell a newbie today who may have saved $3,000 to $5,000? What would you tell that person?
I would, you know what? Jump in and do it. Buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to make six figures. If you can afford it, and look, it's probably going to be one of the best investments you're going to make.
Absolutely.
You know, anything else you buy, you know, your car is going to go down in value. You know, anything. You know, electronics, obviously, right?
Yep.
But you buy that watch, something you pass on to your loved one, or, you know, it's going to go up in value. And it says something about yourself.
Totally, and it tells a story.
It does.
You know, right? My father bought this in 2003.
Right.
And,
right.
You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
You pass that story on, right. You pass that legacy on. You know?
That's right.
It's very, very cool. Now, what about, like, straps and things like that? Do you see yourself putting other... I know you wear it on the bracelet, but...
I do, yeah.
Now, with the advent of NATO straps and different things...
Yeah, I love the way they look. It's a cool, you know, addition to your watch.
Yep.
To the watch, but... I think for me, I don't wear it that often.
Right.
So, I don't know if it'd be good for me personally, but I think for someone who wants to just use it all the time, I think it's a great addition.
Absolutely.
You know, again, I'm more of someone who's going to wear it out to dinner.
Yeah.
Or, you know, when I go, I don't know, out with my wife and we're going to a show or something like that. So I kind of want to make it.
But you must have a lot of pride, like when you take it out of the box, right? There must be a nice feeling that you must get, right?
There is, yeah. There is. It brings a smile to my face, and it brings me back to 2003 when I bought it, and how I felt when I first got it. It gets me all excited and kind of got the brand, you know. So
that's really cool, man. Eric, I can't thank you enough for doing this podcast. And hopefully, we'll go see a new order.
I hope so.
Let's do it, brother.
21st.
I look forward to it.
Monday.
Yeah. There we have it, folks. That was Eric Forlini. Head bar manager / bartender at Bardo. If you haven't been, come by. They have the most incredible food, drink selection. Eric is a hell of a guy. He's gotten me hooked. I can't stay. I'm like the Indian Norm from Cheers here, right? I think we're going to have like a placard on the back of one of these seats pretty soon.
That's right. That's right.
But wherever Eric goes, I'll go, because he's honestly a friend first and everything else second. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Al.
What a hell of a guy. I always enjoy talking and seeing my good friend Eric Forlini. I appreciate him doing this interview. It's always a pleasure. And, you know, Bardo, honestly, is one of my favorite restaurants in all of Las Vegas. As I said, if you have a chance, poke your head through, sit down. They make the most amazing cocktails. They have the most incredible menu. And you will definitely find yourself sitting there for more than one drink. So thank you, Eric. I'd also like to thank Shalvoy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, please visit my website at www.amitdevehonda.com. You can email me with questions at amitdevehonda@gmail.com. Please check out my Twitter and my Instagram. My handles for both are at AmitDaveHonda. And my Facebook watch page is packed with information. If you stumble across it, you'll see what you like. Please don't forget to like it. Sign yourself up for the latest watch news. It's really a great, you know, 1-2 punch. You get your weekly dose of watch news, and you just subscribe, and you let the emails do the talking. So I will put the link down for that below. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.